Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The massive wildfire in Arizona has now spread into New Mexico, where hundreds of people are being evacuated. And in the meantime, 15,000 acres are burning in Texas as well, and seven states are under extreme fire danger.
We still have red flag conditions.
Suffering through extremely strong windy conditions.
The flames were less than a half a mile when they passed.
We picked up 5% containment since yesterday.
Arizonans are just steeling themselves for another 3 to 4 weeks.
Voices from across the Southwest. Joining us now from Arizona, Michelle Marisco, reporter with KJZZ Phoenix Public Radio. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Can you give us an update on the condition of the Arizona fire at this point, the Wallow fire?
Yeah, the Wallow fire is our most severe fire just because of the heavily populated area it's struck in. Wallow is at nearly half a million acres at this point. It's the largest wildfire in our history. It preempts anything that Radio Cheddar brought us. We had something around 40 homes that were destroyed in that fire. They have expressed some satisfaction at the containment levels. At last check, we were at above 50% containment on that fire. And then, of course, this doesn't begin to touch what the Monument Fire has been doing in southern Arizona. This is the truly dangerous fire right now.
And why are they saying that's the really dangerous one? Is it because they're beginning to get a handle on the Wallow Fire?
Yeah, Wallow Fire, it hit a heavily forested area. We had somewhere around 32 homes that had been destroyed, within the weeks that it had burned. Monument Fire has destroyed nearly 50 homes, and it's only been active for about a week. It keeps jumping containment lines. It's moving closer to the small town of Sierra Vista and the Fort Huachuca Army Base. And yesterday, we had nearly 50-mile-an-hour winds in the area, and that wind is blowing from Mexico toward the U.S., which means it's picking up the fire out of the canyons and the mountains and just pushing it north fast. The second problem we had was that we couldn't get planes and helicopters in the air yesterday because of the wind. So much of the best technology that could be used to control that fire and put up a containment line wasn't even able to get off the ground.
Right now,
we have nearly 10,000 people who have been evacuated from the area. And it's gotten to the point where we don't know how many homes have been burned. We know of at least 50, but we keep seeing black columns rising where the fire is moving north, suggesting that there's more buildings going up.
We're talking to Michelle Marisco, reporter with the KJZZ Phoenix Public Radio, reporting on the fires in Arizona. You know, there's an additional problem which probably applies regionally with the development practices and forestry practices in these states in the Southwest, which are already, of course, vulnerable to fire because of the climate conditions. I mean, you really have a situation where humans sort of move in and settle and actually supply the fuel for a fire that, when it gets out of control, has plenty to burn.
We do. We had an additional issue here in that much of that area had suffered a heavy freeze throughout the winter. So all that oak in the area, some of the pine, much of that kind of woody forest in the Coronado National Memorial was dead. I mean, we had a forest of deadwood. And because most of that has been growing in areas where people, like to build homes and near heavy vegetation and whatnot, there was a huge risk for fire prone. And we do know that the Monument Fire was human-caused. As far as suspects and identities, we have nothing on that yet.
But when they suspect that a either abandoned or badly put out campfire caused the Wall of Fire as well. You know, Michelle Marisco of KJZZ in Phoenix, there are a lot of assumptions people make, may perhaps not knowing the Southwest or Arizona very well. And one is that people often picture Arizona as being desert. They don't realize that there's huge, massive forest lands in Arizona.
They don't know how beautiful this state is, right?
Well, it's got one of the largest continuous strands of ponderosa pines, I think the largest in the world. And the other thing people don't realize is how quickly a fire can completely turn in an unexpected direction, and they would have to move very quickly to evacuate people that they didn't expect.
Right. This has been an area that traditionally evacuations haven't been required when it comes to many of these fires until you start getting that perfect storm of drought, freeze, and then the extent of the heat that we've been having. You know, we typically get monsoons in around the second week of July. We're still weeks away from that. That's just not something that we can count on just yet.
And I wanted you to respond to what Arizona's think about this comment from John McCain.
Some of these fires are caused by people who have crossed our border illegally. They have set fires because they want to signal others. They have set fires to keep warm. And they have set fires in order to divert law enforcement agents and agencies from them. So the answer to that part of the problem is get a secure border.
What's the response to that out of Arizona, Michelle?
Unfortunately, neither the senator, myself, nor I believe law enforcement actually knows who caused this fire. I will say that illegal immigrants have started fires in the past. We simply don't know yet who started this. It's too soon to tell. And as far as we know, no arrests have been made in any of these fires.
And the federal agency actually says that the U.S. forest officials have said that they doubt that it's the case, that this particular case they blame campfires. Michelle Marisco, reporter with KJZZ Phoenix Public Radio. Two fires burning in Arizona at this point, the Wallow Fire, which has spread to New Mexico, and there's the Monument Fire, which is down south. As I said, there's also a fire burning in Texas at this point, a 15,000-acre blaze. About three dozen homes have been burned in that fire in Texas. And because of the severe drought, seven states are under extreme fire danger right now. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.